Good evening. Welcome to the planning and development portion of our meeting tonight. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. We have all of our supervisors except for Supervisor Decker, who is excused, and our two youth and governance are in attendance tonight also. On staff, we have Andy Beeler and April Webb. We'll go ahead and start on our first one. Number 5, conditional use permit, Peroni LLC of Paris, 4006 120th Avenue, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53144, owner.
Could you not, sorry, you have to meet, like, I'm not.
I know. I'm sorry, we're going to have the room redone.
Thank you.
A little closer.
I know. There we go. It's kind of spent long, you know, it's been buzzing.
Yeah, I think so.
Price?
Yes.
Okay, I'll try this. Terry Price, Michael's Paving, a division of Michael's Corporation, 817 West Main Street, PO Box 128, Brownsville, Wisconsin, 53006. Agent requesting a conditional use permit for a temporary concrete batch plant in the M1 Limited Manufacturing District and the A2 General Agricultural District on tax parcels number 45-4-221-254-0110 and 45-47-221-251-0115, located in the southeast one quarter of section 25, town of Paris, and Andy.
As you can see on the screen, the area is highlighted in yellow. On I-94 and a frontage road just south of N. This item was posted, and all the items tonight on the meeting were posted in the Kenosha News of Class 2 notice, February 28th, 2013, and March 5th, 2013.
Is there anyone here from this agenda? Anyone from the petition, please come forward. Sir, could you please state your name and address for the record?
My name is Tim.
You have to pull it real close.
My name is Tim Ferris. I'm representing Michael's Corporation, 17 West Main Street, Brownsville, Wisconsin.
Thank you. Could you please explain to the committee what you're here for tonight?
Yes, I'm here applying for a conditional use permit for a temporary batch plant. December 11th of 2012, Michaels was the low bidder for the next phase of the I-94 reconstruction project. That project consists of 107,000 square yards of concrete paving. It's a two-year project, ending completion in December of 2014. The project consists of this year paving the north boundary and in 2014 paving the south boundary and the adjoining ramps on Highway 142. To do that, we need a site to locate a temporary batch plant to produce concrete for that project. The site that we've chosen and worked with the property owner is, as described, 4006 120th Avenue, which is located directly behind Lyons Truck Parts. It's approximately a 3.5-acre parcel behind that piece of property that would work well for the use that we're applying for. Now, that site would be stripped of topsoil, a temporary base course would be put down in probably 6 to 10 inches thick. A plant would be erected there. There'd be aggregates hauled into mixed concrete and concrete taken out from that site onto the job. The plant would be run periodically through the year. This year, anticipated first paving date is approximately May, and the ending would be sometime probably September of this year, and then again in summer of 2014. In the preface, as I stated, this plant would sit there for 2 years. Once the site is complete, the batch plant would be removed, and the intent right now is to replace replace it to its original condition with removal of the base course aggregates that we hauled in, placement of the topsoil again, and level off. As a side note, the owner, Lane Peroni, has expressed an interest in possibly leaving the improvements that we make for that property, with the understanding that we have to go before the town board and also the county and obtain all the proper zoning and permits as well. But otherwise, if that's not granted, the site will be replaced. We have to answer any questions anyone may have at this point.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Supervisor Zielinski?
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mr. Ferks, is it?
Mr. Ferris.
Ferris, sorry. Just a curiosity, it's really not germane to this, but there's also a large super mix plant right there. Have there been any discussions about potentially utilizing their facility rather than bringing in a batch? I'm just curious.
Yes, I was in contact with them prior to the bid, and their plant does not have the capacity that it takes. It's not a central mix plant like ours, and they can't produce the concrete and the amount that it takes to take a job like that.
Okay, one other quick question is, when we were reviewing this, there was, and I don't know this to be true, but perhaps the idea was from the temporary batch plant to come and make a roadway right on to cross the frontage road to access 94, just to keep the commute a little bit shorter and concise. Is that accurate?
That's correct. For the 2014 phase of it, we will be able to build a temporary road through the ditch, and that will directly across the frontage road and access the project there. That would probably eliminate 30-40% of the property in that phase on the front of the local roads.
Is that the plan for only 2014?
That's correct, because we're not able to cross live traffic in the freeway to get to the North Palm this year.
Gotcha, okay. The other question is, you realize that there's not much residential around there. Are there planned times of operation, or does it just depend on what the demand is?
No, I've applied for operational times of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. My intent right now is probably not even operating as others, more probably closer to a 10-hour day. I've also applied for a conditional use permit to allow for some Saturday activities from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And right now the intent is only to use that application should adverse weather come into effect the completion date of the project.
Okay, so just based on making sure we stay on time, our schedule.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Supervisor Spolinski. Any other questions? Supervisor
Underhill? Wasn't Walsh doing this job last year?
No, this is the one that continues north from where Walsh is. Walsh has a plant down on the corner of 158. And he will be utilizing his plant to pave the northbound lane from approximately Highway 50 up to just about the Peroni property. That's where this next job takes off. And these are a little bit on this one, and will be one.
Together this year, or not together, but?
Correct, yes. There will be two jobs going on here, yes.
I don't know if you've noticed, but the color of the concrete they're using is so white, you can't even hardly see the white lines on them when you're driving down a highway. Is there anything that can be done to correct that?
Yeah, I can answer that question. Two things. The white lines that are on there right now are only temporary, because there's a traffic configuration that's going to take place. So those are put on with just a temporary length, and they don't have the reflective substance in it that the permanent lines do. And the curing agent that they use, which is the white spray that goes on that concrete, is a new type called PAMS. And it's a different type of agent that for the first couple of years it appears to have a whiter finish than the other agents do. If you go a little farther south to the county line, which is a project that we also paved approximately 3 to 4 years ago, that same curing compound was used on there, and that appearance was very white to begin with, but as traffic runs on it, it gets a dull finish to it. And then once the both lanes are done, the final configuration will actually grind in the black and white stripes that you see on most areas that are set in the concrete have reflective stuff on them.
Okay, because whenever I drive on it, coming south on 94, it's like you hit that new section, mm-hmm. and it's almost like someone's right behind you. When you hit that, it's just like, and then obviously you can't see the lines, right. or they're hard to see. So it's just a temporary, those are temporary.
They're temporary, and there was actually, it was actually brought up in the state of Wisconsin to one of our meetings that there was some motors that expressed that the visibility of the lane lines were difficult to see. So it's an issue that the DOT was looking at, but we put down what is specified by state specs.
Right. I understand what you're saying, but I was just, eventually it'll cure up to a little contrast.
Yeah, there will be a contrast, and when the final striping is put in, it'll be a lot different.
It's important. Are they going to put any rumble strips on the
correct, side? Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yeah, they wait until the final two because some of that shoulder will be utilized for traffic when they put both lanes of traffic.
Okay, I know this is a little
off.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other questions?
Tim, can you just clarify maybe for the committee in regards to that footnote that you indicated that the owner may desire to keep the base there and then go through the proper approvals? Is there the understanding that that would have to take place before, I mean, I take it you want to be done and out of there before the end of December of 2014, so those, if you need to know that keep that, you would have to know that prior to that date?
Correct. I talked to the property owner, Lane Maroney, about this. And he's, in my contract, I have to restore this site by December 31st of 2014 to its original shape. He's well aware of the process to apply for the permits or rezoning that is needed if he intends to leave that there. And is well aware that that process would have to be started well in advance of our completion date.
Good, thank you.
Any other questions? Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against from the town?
We have record from the town of Paris at their town board meeting February 26, 2013, that this matter passed on a motion of 3-0.
Thank you, Andy. There are no other questions from the committee. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve this conditional use permit as written.
Tim, you read the conditions?
Second.
You read the conditions?
Yes, I have.
I have a first by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Within government?
Aye.
Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The petition is passed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Something we need to have removed from the.
No, we can have this one.
No? Oh. Oh, number six, we need to have removed. Number six is a conditional use permit for Mark S. and Joyce B. Sanding Paris, 1144 Bowles Avenue, Antioch, Illinois, 60002. Owner, Tim Herrick, Michael's Paving, a division of Michael's Corporation, 817 West Main Street, PO Box 128, Valenzuela, Wisconsin, 53006. Agent, requesting a conditional use permit for a temporary concrete batch plant in the H.B. General Agricultural District on tax parcel number 45-4-221-011-0101, located in the northeast one quarter of Section 1, Town of Paris. And this one, I believe, is going to be removed.
That is correct. Given the approval of the first one on item number 5, I'd like to withdraw my application for that conditional use permit at this time.
Okay. Do we have an acceptance of the withdrawal from the committee?
I make a motion to accept the withdrawal.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Skolitsky, second by Supervisor Dodge. Do you have any governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Thank you.
Thank Number seven is conditional use permit, Jerome J. and Kalinke Epping of Salem, 29000 75th Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Owner agent requesting a conditional use permit to allow outdoor dining in the B3 Highway Business District on tax parcel number 65-4-120-082-0101, located in the northwest one quarter of Section 8 for Town of Salem. Mr. and Mrs. Epping, good evening.
Good evening.
Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Jerome Epping, 29,000 75th Street, Salem.
Kelly Epping, 29,000 75th Street, Salem.
And please explain to the committee what you're here for tonight.
We're looking at remodeling an existing farmhouse and turning it into what we're calling a country market. There would be a 72-foot addition to the east side of the existing building, and then a 24-foot new addition for the west side of the building, and that would house a professional suites on that.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee?
Yes, this was posted on February 28, 2013 and March 5, 2013. And I think, Jerry, did you want to go over just a couple of those points that you wanted just clarification on the conditional use permit?
Yeah, the conditions of approval is on in, item one, just a couple of typos. We got to fix Colleen's name at the top of COLLPE. And then down in item one, it's Breezy Hill Nursery, the initials BHN in two areas. Just the minor typos. On page two, the hours of operation 8 till 10, my employees and my staff may be there long before that. I don't think that's a concern. Right now, Breezy Hill Nursery itself, we start operating at like 5:36 in the morning. So just want to have that known that we're already on the site early. So we may be serving coffee or different things to our own staff, but not the general public. A little bit later in that paragraph, they have a 340 square foot of outdoor area, and I'm guessing on the plan it was close to 800 or 900 square foot, so someone might have used the wrong scale on the takeoff, so 340 square feet is not much area in itself. Little household patio is usually around 400 square feet. So I'm thinking this area is closer to like 1,000 if we go back and scale up the plan that I proposed. Those are the only corrections that I see.
Andy, is it a concern over the square footage on here?
I don't think that it is, and it is stated approximately. I think with what we can do is just go back and make sure that we're measuring the correct area for the record and just have it closer. I think, Jared, that was what your concern is, that you just didn't want people to think approximately might be around 340, but if it happens to be 600, 700, 800, that's double, and you didn't want that to be a problem.
Correct. I'm like three times what we have on here, and I don't want it to be an issue down the road with anything.
That's going to go toward the highway.
No, it's not towards the highway.
It would be behind the setback that's been approved.
Okay.
And I think it's an offset on the building. It's like 10 additional foot back from where the building setback or from where the new building is. So we're not encroaching on the right of way any more than the building is. And we're about 10 foot to the south of that line.
And on that should be easily determined when we look at the plan that was submitted. And everyone has a copy of that in your packet that does show the area.
Yeah, the area in question, the new addition, it was about, we had a garage there, the garage is coming off, and we're building about 48 foot east of that garage that's existing. And the new outdoor area is about 28 to 30 foot east of the new addition. And then it goes south to the new parking lot. So it's about a 30 by 30 area in there that we're talking about the outside environment.
Any questions from the committee? Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Any from the town?
From the town of Salem, the town board met on March 11th, 2013. There was a motion to approve, and that was accepted.
Do I have a motion to...
I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit with any edits or adjustments as stated.
Thank you, Supervisor Skolinski. Do I have a second?
Second.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
The vote's aye, it's approved.
Sure, we'll be fine, whatever you guys do.
Thank you.
And the certified survey map?
We do have one certified survey map of Randall Salem School District, and we're bringing it up on the screen. They are looking at creating a land division to split off from the existing school property the area that consists of the transmission tower to retain ownership. At this point, staff would recommend approval subject to conditions, just some things that need to be modified with the certified survey map and some lot lines that need to be adjusted to meet proper setbacks. Otherwise, everything is in order. If you do have any questions, we do have a representative from the school here.
Sure, why don't you come on forward? State your name and address for the record.
Michelle Brown, 236-136 2nd Street, Salem.
Thank you. Committee, do you have any questions for Ms. Brown?
No.
No, no questions.
Well, the only one I have was we talked about the moving the lines on the survey map, right? That's going to take place?
Correct. That is part of the conditions of approval.
Okay.
Do we have an estimated time frame of when we're going to have the corrected map?
I would say as soon as possible. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I should just let the committee be aware is that, again, part of the conditions is that this item does require to go before the Silver Lake Town Board, and there was some problem there, and they didn't get on the meeting that they intended to, which would have happened prior to this meeting, but they are at their next meeting, and that is one of the conditions that they do receive approval from the village on this, and so we are covered when that takes place.
Thank you, Randy. A motion?
Move to approve with the conditions as stated.
Second. I have a first by Supervisor Dodge and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 9 is approval of the minutes.
Motion
first by Supervisor
second.
Underhill. Second by Supervisor Skolinski. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Number 10 is citizen comments. Clear the room again. Citizen comments are closed. Number 11 is any other business allowed by law. Andy, do you have anything?
Just to inform the committee for next month, there appears to be 8 items on that agenda, and there will also be hopefully an adjustment to the fee schedule that will be brought before as well.
Okay, now of those 8 items, we determined that about 4 of them were connected together.
Correct. There's actually 5 topics included, the 8 items. So one topic has 4 actions.
Okay, thank you. That's for the benefit of anyone who wanted to call in for the meeting next month.
Second.
A are first by Supervisor Urquhart to adjourn, and a second by Supervisor Dodge. For the government?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
For adjourn, thank you.